Jordan doesn't do it for him.
I bought two of them, but if you want to move the drop, you can do three for me. That's why I have a letter on my jacket. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Okay, so let's first just see the Gemara together and the Rashi. We'll see the Ran, and then once you have the Ran laid out, I had the joy of working out with Lav Gezer and Seder. We'll do it together briefly, and it'll be ready to begin to talk over. What's the Gemara say? So Nachmal, just to review once again, the Gemara we began with the Mishnah. Hashem Baruch gave us the Torah. Hashem Baruch created the world and he gave us the Torah. In the Torah there are many mitzvahs. One of the mitzvahs is getting married. Another one of the mitzvahs is, unfortunately, sometimes getting divorced. There are rules. The din is, if the person is not mitzvah, gets divorced. If the marriage is going to dissolve, it has to be done using proper procedures with a guest. Okay. So that's a din d'oraisa. And you can either the husband give this to the wife directly or give this via shliach. Midir Rabbanan, the first Mishnah records that when a shliach gives the get, sometimes we require him to say b'fani nechta b'fani nechta. So the Gemara began by asking why Rava and Rava. Rava said l'shma. Rava said
Mishnah.
Good. And then the Gemara asked, the next question was, well, what are nafkaminas? So the Gemara rattled off three nafkaminas. And then the Gemara asked really the same question for each of the two. How come there's only one? You're given a serious concern, and this is davar shebe'erva, has the kisura, the whole whatever that means exactly. Two reasons. One reason is that it really ought to require two agents. The Gemara in both cases, you're right, really should require two agents, except that both of these concerns are only midrabanan. Min ha-rabs concerns only midrabanan, min ha-torah, you don't need any kimashtar at all, that we spent some time on the previous year. And min ha-torah, we assume that we are not concerned with ziyuf, and somehow that is related to Reish Lakish, Eidach Zuma, Shtar. And the Gemara beforehand said that Rabba's concern about Lashma is also only Midrabanan. Why is Rabba's concern only Midrabanan? Because Minat Torah, I'm not concerned with Lashma because. What? The Miat. The Miat, it's a teeny tiny Miat. It's a Miat. And even according to your mayor, the time of mayor who says that Minat Torah, Rakoshis Lamiat, but a super tiny Miat, 1-2%, that's already Muta de Muta. That's not a concern. So here it's a tiny miyot. Why is it a tiny miyot? Because it's self for him. Who's writing the gittin? Overwhelmingly, it's not desktop publishing. It's not Bloomberg law products where you can download your own. They have a wizard that you can pay online to create your own legal form. No, you go to a sofer, and the sofer knows what he's doing. So it's so unlikely that the sofer is on the Arutz. It's so unlikely that the sofer doesn't know the din of Lashma. Overwhelming Rove is the case that it is Lashma. So it's only so it's enough to have one case. And the Gemara said, yes, okay, but still, why not have two agents? Call the Tikkun Rabbanon, gain the right to Tikkun. Why wouldn't you have two agents? The answer was, you're right, normally you would require two agents. Like by Kim Hashtar, normally you do require two of those Rabbanon. But Mishumi Guna, Akil Rabbanon. Okay. Now the Gemara is ready to discuss. We understand Rabba, we have some nafkaminas, each one independently makes some sense. Now let's compare and contrast. So where are the weak points? Why would Rabba not say like Rabba? Why would Rabba not say like Rabba? And those two questions, which are pretty classic questions, in our Gemara are going to eventually lead to a lot of big discussion. At first, the first thing that's going to happen is going to lead to a clarification, that's what we're working on now. It's going to help us to clarify what Rabba exactly holds. And from there, we're going to move to larger issues as well. Let's take a look together. Rabba, my time, look at Rabba. Why does Rabba not say like Rabba? What's wrong with Rabba? Right? What's wrong with saying that our Mishnah, that the B'fani Nechtam, V'fani Nechtam, it rises from a concern for Lashma? What's wrong with that? Our Melucha, Rabba would say, no. Mika, Stani, B'fani Nechtam, Lashma, V'fani Nechtam, Lashma. The Mishnah didn't say B'fani Nechtam, V'fani Nechtam, Lashma. If the concern is really a concern of Lashma, we should have said so. Eka Chasim, V'na Sefer. You're leaving the main part out. It doesn't make any sense. Obviously, it's not a concern for Lishma. It's a concern that it was signed. Like Rabbi says, to know that it's not Mazik. And so what does Rabbi say to that? Haka, why doesn't it say Lishma? The Rabbi, Bedin, is the listening hafi. You're right. In truth, Bedin, in principle, it should have said that. We should have required you to say Lishma. Ella, the imapshis le di bura, you're going to be mapish. What does mapish mean? Huh?
large.
Ooh, very good. Very good. A drop of grammar, the shorash is not much. Like mafil, the shorash is not all. Exactly, mafil. So the nun gets, and nun at the beginning always gets swallowed up. The shorash is nafish, nafash, which means in Aramaic, in Hebrew, nafash means to rest or to soul. But in Aramaic, nafash means to be alive. So, imapshis le dibura, if you're going to be mapish, like the Gemara tells us sometimes on Shabbos, you try to avoid being mapish behilucha. You try to avoid being mar behiluch. You want to walk less instead of having a longer trip. So, imapshis le dibura, if you're going to be marbe in Hebrew, you're going to be marbe the dibur, if you're going to expand what he has to say, asilo nigzei, you're going to come to be gayu. And what Hebrew word is that related to? Gizo. Yeah, exactly, Giza. Rish Dagez, he goes there, to shear, to cut the wool off the sheep. So you're also amazing, you're going to cut it down, you're going to make it too long, so that's a concern. That's a, you're right, really, we should say, v'fayinechtav l'shma, right, if you're going to do that, the guy may end up lopping off the word l'shma, that wouldn't be good. The Gemara says, hey, hashgan yasu mikveh, so, if you're really concerned that people are going to be so telegraphic, and going to cut off, not to say all the words they're supposed to say, so then there's no formula is possible. So we say before nechta, but also know the other guy's going to say nechta, or just before night. Maybe he'll live before nechta, but just say before nechta. So the Gemara says, yeah, what's the difference? That's exactly. Chad mitzvahs, guys. Chad mitzvahs, loka. So one after you were cut off, one after you wouldn't cut off. So the one Rebbeim was Talbot, was going around asking all the Rebbeim, he was humming about this. So why? Why wouldn't you cut off, why is it more likely to cut off one word out of three than one word out of two?
Think about it. When you have a two word thing, people don't usually agree with you. So when you get to the name
of
television, you do. How many
words? And you don't call it Tela.
Okay, so
like you don't drop the word vision.
No, it's one in
it.
You can't say
nothing
by
yourself.
Obviously, there's nothing right in front of you. You can't say one by yourself.
Either it's not a concern for numbers. It could be that the Gemara, it's the point is in two verses, the point is just that you have to have a sentence. No one's going to say b'fanai, it doesn't mean anything. Nichtav, da, it was written off. You have to say a sentence. B'fanai, it was written in front of me. But you may leave out something. One thing I can say all the details, b'fanai nichtav l'shma, you might leave out the word l'shma. B'fanai nichtav is still a meaningful sentence. That's one approach. That it's not a question of two verses, three, it's just the guy's, he is talking, he is going to say a coherent sentence, he might cut out some extra words. That's one approach. The other approach, it could really be a numbers thing, like you're saying, it could be that there's a natural human tendency to try to abbreviate. I thought that this question is a question that would occur more to people, older people or younger, because that's during Seder. People, I'm sure many people in this room have a tendency to spell the word great with three characters instead of five, or the word before with two characters instead of six. But I imagine no one has tried to cut down before into just this. Four. Once you're on like this, there's not you less of a taiva to cut this down to this than to cut this. Somebody this is big and long, six layers, way too many. You cut it down to two. B4, and third point, you're going to stop abbreviating. It's a famous joke. But in the old days, before you were born, before I was born also, there used to be something called telegram. In theory, there still are. But now they use more for sending money than for sending messages. So the telegram is the original text. Because the way telegrams, you would pay by the word. So people would, there's a whole chachma, how do you write a whole letter? But you wouldn't telegraph your whole letter because it would be exorbitantly expensive. So you would write a whole letter, and then you would sit there, spend 20 minutes cutting out words, to whittle down like a 100-word letter into 15 words.
The first
So you had something? What? Exactly.
It literally was a text.
It actually was a text message, yes. Not an SMS, but it was a text message. And you actually, there was actually a reason to, now no one pays per word in the text nowadays. But it actually was a reason. They definitely didn't have any monthly plans for telegrams. I don't think they even had a per telegram cost. It was not much per word. So they had this whole joke in Yiddish humor about the guy who sits down with a telegram and slowly is left with nothing. He says, well, if I'm writing this, obviously, no. Oh, this, why would else I say this? Why else I say this? It finally cuts everything out. No one left his love. So they go, well, then of course I love her. So I cut that too. So he left with nothing. So, but that obviously highlights the fact that we're all laughing because that's stupid. Because you don't cut it out for nothing. If it's very long, you make it a little shorter. But at a certain point, if it's short enough, you're not going to abbreviate further. The natural human tendency to abbreviate stops. That's the other approach to the Gemara. Not just that the fun and nifkav is a coherent sentence, but the fun is not. But that once it's you're down to two words, you have less taiva to abbreviate. But there'd be more taiva to abbreviate, you already have three words, that's one too many. Okay. Whatever it is, Lamasa, the Gemara says that you're right, says Rabbah, ideally I should have said the final next of Lishma, but for the counter pressure of guidance. So we have to instead use a less ideal way of telling you Lishma, which is to say Bifanai Nechta. Okay. Very nice. Rashi says, take a look at some of the Rashi. Says Rashi, we were concerned you're going to end up, you have too many words, you're going to end up cutting it off. Rashi says, well, Yomer Kulu, you might not say all the words, you might leave out Lishma. Damrian Lukaman, and we say later, Dafhei and Dafhei, call Meshanim, Abbey, Shetazah, Chacham, and Dikit, and Avlad Mamzer. If you don't have the correct Matbeya, Matbeya is a coin, it sounds like the Chazal coined the phrase, it had a certain formula that they set up, like in Brachas, as it also. That Matbeya Shetav Acham Ebrachas, the particular formula that Chazal for these say Shachal Nia Bezvaro, not Shachal Nia Aydezvaro. But you have to say the particular formulation, the particular terms that Chazal has. So here also, Chazal particular terms can get, so that Reb Meir, Tana Reb Meir says that that's very serious, and if you change it, Avlad Mamzer, that sounds like we'll come back to this some less some more later. But Rashi is saying, that's why it's a problem. If you're going to be guided, you're going to run into serious trouble. So we don't want to give people the taiva to be guys because it's going to have severe consequences. So that's why we've got to make it just two words. I, the be guys there also. No. Chazim mitzvah, says Rashi, Chazim mitzvah, one of three words, goes the finest of lishma, guys. You might cut it down. The zimnin, sometimes, well, you're right over the finest of. You might leave out lishma. Chazim mitzvah, what's one of two, meaning two, like the finest of. Hello, guys. You're not going to cut it out. Okay. You're going to say the finai, nechta. And then Rabbi starts talking about the Shailinan. Well, in Mela Shailinan, he nechta v'shma. And he's going to say the funa nechta, and therefore you're going to ask the guy, oh, we're just asking, well, how was the nechta? Was it nechta v'shma? The Amarin, and he'll say yes. The Rabbi, what was driving Rashi, is the kasha is very nice that we don't want to drop l'shma, but if you don't have l'shma, then it doesn't tell you anything. Like, Rabbi has to explain that, so Rashi's giving his answer, and well, we're going to trigger a conversation. And then Rashi does something else. That Rashi, this Shailian business you saw as well, Rashi said, the first time Rabbi appeared, the very first time the government says Rabbi, amazing, Rashi's already bothered. It's a very natural question. How does it tell you anything about l'shma? So the top Rashi and Beis Hamidrash already said this whole Shailinan business. Okay, so he says it again here. Then he throws another idea. Inami, we'll come back to this. Stama kamas, it's implicit. He's saying it neutrally, and some of that's telling me that it's l'shma. Mihu, b'fanai nechtav u'fanai nechtan atrechua. We do require the guys to say b'fanai nechtan atrechua. In other words, once you're going to have a shailinan anyway, you're going to have a conversation, so why make him say any formal statement? Just have a takara to have a conversation. That's good kasha. You're going to have a conversation anyway. So just say, when the guy comes, you ask him the question. Or you have to have a rule that he has to say something which doesn't really help anyway. Something's a little strange. That's what Rashi's bothered by. Now, mi b'fai nitzvai nefzan astrochua. We do require the guys to say those four words. The kasina da chasil v'ein l'shma. I'm sorry. he's also bothered by the problem of those are four words, and not two words. He's telling me that's only two. So it's four. You tell me three is no good. Wait, three. This is four. Rashi says, no. You need both ksiva and chasim l'shma. And, came to Al-Khaza Milsa Ba'afei Nafshihi, each one is a separate thing. We talk about the ksiva, we talk about the chasima. Two separate reports. So I have two separate, it's not a four word sentence, it's two sentences, each one is two words. Refine and nechta. That's topic number one. Topic number two, refine and nechta. Each one stands on its own, and each of those standalone things is only two words. That's why. If we find nechta v'lashon, if we find nechta v'lashma, that would be two statements each for three words. That would be no good. If it's two statements each for two words, that's not a problem. Okay. So far, so good. That's Rashi. Now we take a look at the Rashi. So what we're going to do now, just to give you a sense, take it and take a question moment. What we're going to do now, after you take a question, we're going to read the Rashi. Let's go through the Rashi together. I went through it with everyone before. Let's go through the Rashi briefly, so everyone should have it down more or less. We'll go through them together, just chart on the board very, very, very quickly, and then we'll be ready to start talking. Yeah.
Why don't we then require the shliach to say b'fani nechtav, b'fani nechtam, b'kul l'shma?
Because
then you don't have any three-word phrase.
Aha. B'fani nechtav, b'fani nechtam. But those aren't three separate inyanim. He said, but if I do neftav and neftav are two separate inyanim, because there's a need for ksiv l'shma and a need for chasim l'shma. So I give a two-word report on ksiv l'shma, and I give a two-word report on chasim l'shma. But I wouldn't leave either one out, because I understand they're two separate topics. And within each topic, only two words. But here, the third one is not a third topic. The third one is just enhancing the first two. So it could be that my natural human desire to abbreviate would kick in and I would cut out the whole third chunk.
Then why don't we say that he has to say Nechtov Lishma V'Nechtov Lishma?
Ah, that's a good question. Why would you say, yeah, so that to do, that to do with Leia Tosas. Why does that have to do with Fanechtov? Keep in mind, the fact that this Takana is not just to put things in perspective, this takan for you to see the Ran. The takan v'nechtav is not just a din that dictates the shliach's behavior when he shows up to the wife. That's true. It does mandate that when he shows up to the wife, he can't just give it to her son, he has to say something. But there's more than that. It also dictates his behavior when he receives the get. Because what it means is, it has to be true. He has to actually be present at the ksiv v'chatimah. Before the takana, the shliach wouldn't have to be there at all. The Baal takes, he goes to a lawyer, he has a get written, he has a get signed with it, and then he finds himself a shliach to bring it to the wife. But the shliach doesn't have to have any prior contact with the get. I just give it to you. You know, like, Lahavdil, or Shlomad Abedoma, we're not for security regulations at the airport, so I could just pack a package for my friend Air Patrol, and then go to your house to give you a few package. But, security regulations are that you, if you're the shliach for the package, you have to be present at the packing of the package. Right? So, if you have to come to my house, at least you should poke around, and you can legitimately say that you were involved in packing yourself, and you know the content. Right? So some people take that seriously, and people don't take that seriously. But here, that's probably going to take seriously too. It's also going to take seriously the din of the Fanefanefa. If we're saying the Shliach has to say it, it also means that the Shliach has to be there to see it. He can't just say, yeah, I saw it. No. It means you actually have to be present, which is a little bit of a pain. Because typically a Shliach is a guy who happens to be traveling from place A to place B. So you're going to grab a guy, oh, you're going to Bombay, take this to my wife. But not just grab a guy 2 second handle. Here, you go to LA, great, come spend an hour with me watching the Ksiva and the Chasima together. It's a little bit more, but there's a lot later it's going to talk about how the actually did everything, part of it. But we had that discussion a little bit in the second paragraph also. But it impinges on the Shliach at the time of the Ksiva and Chasima, which he has to see, and at the time of the Shiloh. And then let's read around the question directly in this. Pasuk chat, yeah. Let's come back to that. We'll come back to that. Tell us what comes today about that, and that might not be the only way to go. So we'll have to come back to it. It sounds like he's saying some sort of mashmo. That's the mashmo, so what he's saying. Maybe, yeah. So we'll leave that for now. Okay, let's take a look at the run. Everyone take a look at the run together. The bottom of Aleph, Amud Aleph. The bottom of Aleph, Amud Aleph, is Dapi Arif. This is a raya against the verifier, they say. You know, when you're in the city, you probably heard a verifier. So the reason why Gemara is talking about days is to teach you that there's always more, you'll never know everything. Right, so I like what it means about the riff. The riff for sure, you don't know this, yeah, you don't know that. Whatever, I think the more likely explanation is that the pagination that we have in the Gemara has been the same since the first attack of printing, Venice printing the 1500s. So, very often books don't start with page 1 because page 1 is like page 4. Stop Aleph is the Sharwa, that tells you, the Shabbat prophet and who's in this Gemara and how. And then the riff was printed with different stuff. Whatever it is. Anyway, the bottom is not Aleph on now. If you should enter the Shema, aim the name of the Gemara and the Torah. Now, before you can see the run, let's spend a moment looking at the riff. You see the riff? Oh, you're good, yeah? Run is commented on the riff, and it'll help us appreciate the run also. The riff begins with the Mishnah. The Mishnah is the regular, made the Gemini as a Yam, Joshua, and Fanech, and it's definitely, of course, all the different Shitos about from where to where. It has to be even between cities, between countries. Okay. There's a rip in the bottom of the rip around and out. Mai Gemara. Mai Taima. Let's see how much the rip cuts down the Gemara. Amar Rabbo, if you should aim the Kiyom Shema. Rabbo, if you should aim the Kiyom Kaima. Then it gets involved in a little bit of a discussion. Taima, the aim of Kiyom Kaima. By the Yeshim of Kiyom Kaima. Instead of all the Fanya Fanashtam. Now, call the Kiyom Shema. Apparently, Rabbo holds there's no problem with Shema. The only problem. Of Eidim. Rabbah said, Vishayin Bikim Lishma. And he gets into a little more of a discussion about the Iguna killed by Rabbanan, and by the next law, he's already saying, Vesugyon Kir Rabbah. We pass him like Rabbah. And then he's basically done. He quotes a drop, or even skipping a couple lines, because those are really lines from later on. But he's basically cut down, already the two dots, as you see on the side of that pay of the day. He brushes through the first four blots of Maseches getting pretty swiftly. Because that's a Rif's job, what the Rif was trying to do, and what made the Rif was find the tradition of the Gaonim to write abbreviated versions of the Gemara, abridged versions of the Gemara. The Rambam was the last in that tradition. Rambam was the one who took it to the ultimate and didn't just abbreviate the Gemara, but he abbreviated everything, all of Mishnah Halakha and Yerushalmi, and so that's the end, reorganize everything in topical order, which the Rif began to do a little bit, but the Rambam did very, very thoroughly. So that's the Rif. Okay, so the Rav now is going to discuss whatever the Rif spoke about. The first thing he said is a Shita Rav. Visha Ein Bekim Mishmah, the Baba Al Banal. Ein B'nei 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 Torah. They are not B'nei Torah. They don't know Halakha. The Ein Yodim should consistently. The Ein Yodim should talk with them again. Misha, they don't know they have to be written for the woman. Who crossed this? The cost of law. The Hadin Lishma. The Torah says that's written Lishma, but they don't know this. Therefore, he better say, we need to ensure, we need to verify that in fact there was that Lishma. We take a look inside Aleph, or whatever they might have updated. Those other stuff is designed, but Aleph is usual to us. And then he's going to bring a Raya on the Rashi on the Rishalmi, but a Kasha on Rashi from the Babylon. For those who don't know, What you have in front of you is the Talavavah. Now, the Eish HaHachal B'Yerushalmi, the right to Rashi, Yerushalmi, the Garcin HaSam, the Fahin Nechtav, the Fahin Nechtav. Hainu, the Fahin Nechtav L'Shma, the Fahin Nechtav L'Shma. Yerushalmi, they think it was Abdallah of Alice. It's, Yerushalmi is usually identified as by Perek and Halacha. That's what they say, they see in the brackets, it's Halacha Aleph. Halacha Aleph means Mishnah Aleph. The Gemara, the Yerushalmi and Mishnah Aleph. Then Paragraph of Ab right here. Our sugya, parallel sugya, Rishami says according to the Machlokas of Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan, which seems to parallel the Machlokas Rabba and Rava, is there a concern about Ziyuk, or is it a concern that the get wasn't done, Lishma wasn't done, Kehechsher? So, the Gemara says if it's concerned for Lishma, Yitaka say Lishma, that's what it sounds like. Yitaka say six words, not four words. So that's a Raya to Rashi. The right away you wonder, if you mean the Rabba, that's not a Raya to Rashi. Rashi said, so you have a layer of discussion. Rashi didn't say you stick it in, but you don't actually say it as part of a formula. You don't actually say it's part of next to the Shema, part of next to the Shema. That is the Raya to Rashi. So it becomes clear as you continue in the run. The point is that the Rashi says that he actually has to say something. So the Rashi says, the Babri holds, he says it later because of a concern of Asa Lemigdaye. The Rishami doesn't have the concern of Asa Lemigdaye. Rishami held, he talked with the Gemara, with what the Mishnah meant. It's six words. Okay, but either way, the point is, it's the same basic idea that Rashi holds, you have to actually say something. But the Ran says, that might be Yerushalmi Shita, but Bavli holds, you do not need to do that. You don't need to say anything. The Gemara question, what an afkaminas we had on base of the days. Umahadrinon, ikibeinayu, dasyu beitre. Nafkin number one is dasyu beitre. Now the Ran goes on to explain, he takes his time to spend a couple of lines explain each line of the Gemara before getting around to explaining how the Gemara is a kasha on Rashi. What's the first nafkin? Dasyu beitre, kolomar, dilarava, lo, tsare. If two people bring it, Rabba would say you don't need to say anything to the finest, but you can't even spin the timo. These guys are here. These two groups in Inari, or here's both for those statue victory. Either you have these two guys with you today, what Rashi has said, or what Tosfos has said, Kevin Sha'enle Ethan, Sha'bal Shalacha, since these two people are saying that the husband sends it, Vada Abal has Simon. So definitely the husband must have had real signatures on the get. The lack of the measures was here. Okay. That's why Basua Beitrei, Rava would say, look, there's no concern of Ziyuk, and therefore there's no need to find Nechtav. Ula Rava Tzarech, Shem L'Shma. Okay, that was Nafkimi number one, the Gemara. What was Nafkimi number two in the Gemara? V'chei Nami Ikebeinayu. V'os Medina B'Medina Tayyam. Os all Medina Tayyam, but in the same area. So the Rava lo Tzarech, Rava would say, no problem, because you have Mitzvim L'Kaim, Ha'ika Eidim Mitzvim L'Kaim. It's all in the same province. From New York to Tinek, you can find plenty of people going back and forth to New York and Teaneck, Washington Heights and Teaneck. So it's not going to be a big deal. If you bring a get from Washington Heights to Teaneck, you will not have a problem getting Aiden. But are we B'nai Torah? Outside of Eretz Yisrael?
Probably not.
Not B'nai Torah.
Well,
they stayed. Well, not quite. Well, the Rabbah Torah, fine. Ikimayim is also B'nai Tayyam. The Rabbah Torah, so Ikimayim is still in the Kaimu. Well, the Rabbah Tzarech. And then we have the third case also the other way around. The Medina and Medina are Baron Tzitzchah. But then now the Ran is here, the Ran is far at the end of the second one. The Ran is far ready to ask his crush on Rashi. The Ein Issa. Issa means in Hebrew, right? Does it Issa in Hebrew?
Probably.
Yeah. Cognate, what's the cognate? What's the parallel word? This is what I'm sure everyone here has learned in the past about the letters that, that the Karasan. Right. So sometimes the shin in the Hebrew will appear as a shin in Aramaic. Sometimes a top in Hebrew will appear as a top in Aramaic. But sometimes the shin in Hebrew will appear as a top in Aramaic. For those who are interested in linguistics, they probably correspond in Arabic. There are three different letters for these two pots. So there's a shin. And there's a equivalent of a top, yeah, and a staff, which is equivalent of a shaf. But in Hebrew, you shall, Aramaic only have two letters each, so they fall out differently. let's say sometimes, let's say the word shita in Aramaic. You know what shita means?
Shura.
Pretty close? Shitin would be 60. Shita, 56. Very good. So this shin is, here this shin remains a shin, but this one becomes a tuff. So like tura instead of shar, or talga instead of shelling, lots of other examples, or glass, shlosha, tarzi, or isa instead of ish. So isa means yesh. Leisa means lo yesh. Ain't. Right. So isa is good to know because it ends up being used in different senses. Sometimes it means it says there. Sometimes it means there is. If is yesh. That's here. Isa, im isa. Back in Iran. Im isa. Im yesh. If it were. If it was. Im yesh. If it was true. You're right. The way it's been used is emet, but literally isa is yesh. Im isa, if it will be the case that what, like Rashi said, that shailina and that Rabba Taka requires that you say something, you have a conversation. Havlo l'meim r'nami yikav enayi hazel Rabba sarach lom l'shma u'rabba lo sarach. So then you should have had to say that also. That's no nafkamina. And I'll tell them, and this is ha'adif v'tzvei. This is even a better example. Why do you have to tell you this even better? Because Mesami, you could have answered, oh, well, okay, but a lot of nafkimina, so we're not going to give every single one. We gave a couple. Asuki Ruchla, I have to give every single example. I give you a couple. Then the Rav said, no. If you're only going to give a few, this is on the short list. This is the best nafkimina in the world. You know why? This is better than the other three. The Issa, again, Issa. So yes, no. It is. It exists. Bechal, maybe. Every single time the guy brings a get, Sarach Lama, Fana, Nechta. Every guy who needs to say before Nefer and Eftav is going to, according to Rabbah, you have to have a whole conversation. According to Rabbah, you don't. The other nafkaminas were once in a long while. If two people bring it, if you're bringing from this place to that place, all the other nafkaminas were a fraction of the time. This nafkamina is every single game. So Ram said, if this is a nafkamina, the Gemara definitely would have said it. So he says, look, we have a raya to Rashi from the Yerushalmi, a kasha Rashi from the Bavli, lo his kiru, sharach lusham. A raya that you don't have to. But now he's stuck, or my stuff, you don't have to. Rashi had a good point that we don't really understand how the funny mitzvah alone tells me what's wrong. And that was Rabbi's kasha. Rabbi said, you're right, we should have said it, but guys. Okay, but Lamaisa, how are you accomplishing the goal? Maybe it's not the best way, but hey, a way of accomplishing the goal, let us know it was done Lashma. How do you accomplish that goal? If Shailina, it's fine. Rashi doesn't like Rashi Shailina. So then you gotta give something else. Gotta put up. Gotta give some other answer. How are you telling Lashma? And that he answers. Is this Elabada Fila Rabba Lota? Says, no, I think Rashi is wrong. Even Rabba agrees, you have to ask, Haizba Mishtama Tana O Amora, Lameima Rashum Duchta, Mephani Nechta Vlishma. No Tana Amora ever said Rashum Duchta in any Duchta. What's a Duchta?
Place.
Right. In any place, that's Lishma. The Gemara never, ever, ever, ever said it. Someone should have said something about this somewhere. So why no one ever say it? Probably because it's not true. I know it's Lishma, Ella, Kemer Shef, Bifanechtam, Dai Bekah. So that alone is enough. Why? Two reasons. That's the Ram says, that Shita's Rashi, Shita Alf is Shita's Rashi, that Shalina. Shita Beis is the Ram that Omer, Rock, Balin has Tevot. You only say those four words. And I have the work, Heichi Mahani. So to that he gives two answers. Now answer one and answer number two. Answer one is Neimar Amar Shaliach. Lamu Rabban Lamisham Nista Benachtam this finite. Why do rabbis care to know whether it was written and signed in front of me? When I was a shliach for Kiddushin, they didn't ask if I witnessed the making of the ring. They asked, does it belong to the husband? They didn't ask me that he'd made. Why are they asking about the manufacturing of the guest? It must be shana shiish ksivachim again. It must be there are rules, guidelines for manufacturing. Again, sometimes it won't be kosher because of the way it was written. V'ilo nifta b'shmaya o mekam pakach ira meisa dola achar nifta. Therefore, something, now that he's sensitized to the fact that there are rules for ksivas again, his silence is now meaningful. Because if something would have been irregular, he would have said so. So his silence, now that we see it by nechtam, his silence means something. Because he knows, we got him to say, so it's not the mash, the first teretz is, it's not the mashma, it's mash shatak. After being sensitized, because by saying by next time, he's sensitized to the fact that there are dinim of tzira chasimra, and yet he still shows fake, he's still silent, so that tells me that everything was normal. The ode, and then the rabbi says, even more directly, it's mamish, before the next up, directly tells me the Lashma. Kevin shoshlu kosha baila, shall do, vu ome shabifanam nechtam, tol lahakil, since we know that he is the shliach of the husband, and he says he was there. Tol in lahakil. The omer shabayel shall do kisavo v'chasamo v'fanav v'asto shaliyah. He's the shliach of Yankel Gross, and he says the shliach says I saw the right of the get. So either means he saw the right of the get for Yankel, or it means he was present at the Ryan the get for a different Yankel, and then it happened to be that the guy sells the get to the Yankel goes, and Yankel goes takes this, that happens to be at the first get, and the first writing, and that's very strange.
And the weapon.
Right. So, why would my shliach be at the writing if it wasn't originally my get? It says, Iran, what's the concern? What's the concern of Lashma? That maybe it was originally written for a different husband and it got passed on. But then the shliach wouldn't have been there. If I'm appointed to the shliach, I'll bring him to my tzivus again. But while he had been a month earlier, a different tzivus again. What are the chances? The tolan, we assume, if he's a shliach of this fellow, and he was at the right again, it must be the guy's written for this fellow. In choshishin, shema acher kisal v'fana. We're not concerned with the highly unlikely possibility that coincidentally, Yankel number one wrote this get in front of the shaliach. The Yankel number two was there, Matanlo. And then Yankel number two got the get and happened to bump into the same guy and makes him a shaliach to give the get. What are the chances? She'ein hadavra matzikin. Very unlikely. Okay. So what's he saying? Essentially, what's he saying in paragraph number two? That the funai implies Nifta, Bad, Bad, yeah. What is that? Oh, exactly. Same thing that Rashi, the second character around, is exactly working with what Rashi commented in the bottom of Beis Hamikdash, that once we say that Sakri the Daini Migma Gemiri, that almost all of Sofrim write Gittin properly. At that point, Rashi says, so what is the concern, even Mijabanan, for Lashma? What's our scenario? What are we worried? That maybe what happened? So originally the Gemara was worried that maybe the Sofer is an Amaris and didn't know if he had to write against Lashem the Baal. So he just wrote a neutral stop getting on Lashem anybody. But Rashi points out that by the very last Rashi Nebeza, they said, it's never been so said. And once the Gemara said, no, but some Sofer the Dinin, make him a community, then 99% of the Sofer know the Dinin. But then you can't say that the concern is that. But what is so unlikely? That alone, and maybe you happen to fall in with the Sofer Amaris, that's too unlikely. No, says Rashi, you know the concern, not just that. There's a bigger concern. That maybe Mitzvah Ba'ashva, the Sofer knew what he was doing, but he wrote for this Yankel number one. So far, everything was good. But then Yankel number one changed his mind. Baruch Hashem, they went for therapy, and it worked well. They went for 6 months of therapy with a qualified person. And Baruch Hashem to pass things up. They're going to be rich and happily married forever after. No need for a get. They chucked in the garbage. Comes along Yankel number two, he picks it up. Ooh! So there is notes that the Sofer can't help you. The Sofer did it right, but then the husband dropped it and another husband picked it up. Right? So that's the second scenario of Shlomo Lishma. And as Rashi stressed, the only reason we have this defined as beginning the Rabbanan is not enough to be concerned with scenario number one of a stone for Amma Art. For that alone, that's so unlikely you wouldn't have made it there. But it's the fact that you also have scenario number two, that Mitzal Ba'ashba. It was written properly, but then a different husband picked it up. What the Rambam is saying in Teretz number two is the Fanai Nichtav eliminates that second scenario. Because the Fanai Nichtav is essentially telling me it was written by, commissioned by this husband. Because it was commissioned by some other husband, then Mitzal Ba'ashba. And the Shlich was the Sinek Sinek. So, the Shlich is not saying that Sofer was Havachacham who knew about Lashma, but he is saying that Sofer was hired by the husband. So, we've at least eliminated that major scenario of Shlosho Lashma, i.e., the scenario of Sofer Lashma. But it's still possible to have Sofer Amarit, but that alone is the least amusing. So, that's the second character of the round. That it's not just, the fact that he was silent must mean everything was known. No, it's better. It's the fact that he says, forget the word Lashma. B'fanai nechta means it was not mitzvah ba'ashpa. That's what it means. I was there. It almost directly tells me, mashma lehedya, very much, that I'm a shliach of this guy, I saw the writings, obviously. It was written for him. Sofer Amaretz could be Sofer Amaretz, but that's so unlikely. We've cut the other major scenario of Shlomo Shema, namely, mitzvah ba'ashpa. So in terms of that, the Ran is the one with the Rashi on the bottom of Beis. You say, once you have that Rashi, so you'll need to come on to the other Rashi of a Shai. We actually get the guy saying Lashma. Say better! Say before Nichtav. It cuts out the possibility of Mitzvah Ba'ashpa. And then, we understand the Gemara on Daf Gimel very well. The Gemara says, it would have been better to say before Nichtav Lashma. Why do you have to play games and say, oh, before Nichtav cut out one scenario, cut out both? You say before Nichtav Lashma, then you cut out all the scenarios. You also have the scenario of Mitzvah Ba'ashpa. You know for sure it definitely is Lashma. The Gemara says, you're right, that would have been ideal, except you would run into the problem of dying. So we're stuck, so we can't go with the ideal of Seif HaFayin Nechtav Lashma. We'll have to settle for just cutting out this Seif HaFayin Nechtav, which will only cut out the possibility of Mitzvah Ba'ashpa. But that's enough, because once we know that Mitzvah Ba'ashpa, we're already not concerned. Because just the concern alone so far, but in a case where you have a concern of Tofa Amaris and a concern of a Tofa Ashba, that's already more severe. But knock off one of them and you're good to go. That's what the Ran said. Now let's start to think about this. But let's start to think about this Rashi. Now let's start to think about Rashi a little bit. So a couple of things. We'd like to deal with a couple of questions. Number one, we want to figure out the Ran had a kasha on Rashi. The Ran said, Magamar Yisi, that's not true, because it's true that Shailinan, there's a real halachic difference between how you do b'fanai nichtav according to Rabbah and how you do b'fanai nichtav according to Rava. According to Rabbah, you say it for words. According to Rabbah, you have to have a conversation. Gemara should have said so. That's question number one. Question number two is to begin to understand why Rashi didn't like the Ran's explanation, particularly the Mashmot. Particularly that Mashmot. That, well, you know, he should have said something. Well, what's going on over there? So let's do one by one. In terms, and then there'll be more questions open. So let's start with two. So again, the first question is, why, according to Rashi, Taka, the Ran question. That's the first question. The one that the Rishon was supposed to ask. Well, why didn't the Gemara say so? Why didn't the Gemara say a nafkamina for where they have to do Shailinan? So that. Okay. Yeah, what are you saying? You're fucked with this.
Maybe they imply that when the first thing went after the Lisa, the whole idea was the Lisa.
Right. The Ryan has two questions. Question number two was, why did the Gemara explicitly tell us somewhere about Shalvinus? You could say, okay, it's so obvious. Maybe not. But that what you're saying is good for that question. But I said the other question, which is if you want to list the Nafkaminas, it should have listed those Nafkaminas. Certainly, it's an obvious one. We definitely should have listed. They go and say, who cares? Big deal. No Nafkamina. Why do I care? Philosophy. Well, what do I care what the reason is? I might set the din. That's it for Nafkamina. No! It comes up in the Lazina. It can make a lot of difference. No, my brother, we really care about this question. Why do we really care? We should have given the best reason of all. How much do you say? You can give a little bit. I don't know if you can give a full parrot. We should have throw around the idea that you give a little bit of time. But let's think for a moment. Do you want to give an answer?
Yeah.
Rashi. When I read Rashi the first time, I saw Rashi saying, all Chazal Masakim is saved by next time. Probably it will end up triggering a discussion. So probably it will end up solving the problem. But all they demanded, they have to say, is these four words. The Rashi does not read Rashi that way. The Rashi assumes that Rashi requires a Rashi Shulchan Aruch. It would say, according to Rabbah, you must say the Panefanestim, and then ask the guy, have some sort of discussion where you actually ask him about the Shema. Right? That's clearly the way the Ron read Rashi is to say it's a formal requirement. You have to say particular four words, and then you must have a conversation. Right? So you could say that Rashi doesn't really mean that. It just means, Memeilo Shalina. Memeilo means it will naturally occur. The question is, are we talking about planned spontaneity? Like sometimes certain some programs are known for having planned spontaneous dancing is planned to occur at a certain time. So in the Nail Shailiman, it's gonna spontaneously lead to discussion. So let's say it doesn't spontaneously lead to discussion. Do we force the spontaneity? Or I have nothing against planned spontaneity because it encourages people to be truly spontaneous. But there's certain structuring that goes on. So that's the question. But Mimeo Shailiman, that's what you're saying, it could be you could reject rather Ron told Rita Rashi. Rashi doesn't really mean it probably will happen. So that's the way enough. The chance that will happen, but that was the whole time. Okay, right. Then one approach to answer all the kashas is that Rashi didn't mean what the Rambam told him. Good. That's one parent for Rashi. Is Rashi's not machayev used to be shown. But it's a little bit funny because it's a little bit dangerous. It's a little bit dangerous. Okay, that's definitely one approach. Because the Rashi doesn't really hold you mechuyev to say it. It just probably the same.
Okay, so
that's number one. Number two might be something that totally other Rishon raised in a different context, which is that it could be that the reason that we had this sort of question a few times. Why do we say Ikebe Nayu something else? So sometimes Rishon will say the Ikebe Nayu the Ram stress. This is such a good nafkamina. It's better than all the rest. Why is it so much better? Because it applies every single time. Right? That's true. But on the other hand, what's the common denominator of those other three? Asu Beishrei, and Medina 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 Hayab, and Baos Medina Medina Hayab, and Medina Medina Eretz Yisrael. What's the question, Rabba in those three cases? Is one hole. Right. Well, if you do well, you don't. That's different than here. Here's not his question of how you do it. So Rashi would just say, that's not what the Gemara is trying to do. The Gemara is trying to figure out questions of how broadly it applies, not exactly how you do it. Again, would the Gemara want to limit this? We shouldn't do suggest that too. So that's two possible answers. So again, our first question on Rashi. Our first question on Rashi was, the Ron's question, was why didn't the Gemara give enough kaminas? So either because you have to reinterpret Rashi, or because enough kaminas are only cases of yes, no, not do you do it like this, or do you do it like that. But now let's think about a second point, which is the Ron's first answer. The Ron's first, I think there's something interesting going on here. The Ron's first answer was what? Mashmo. The fact that the guy realized there's something going on, he wouldn't have been shosek, he wouldn't have been silent if the talk was written shalom l'shma. So why is that true? So I think Rashi doesn't like that l'shitasha. Because in the following sense, the Tosfos, here comes the Tosfos. Tosfos came up with something fascinating. Tosfos will see. A bit of Tom, how many guys saw Tosfos? How many guys got Tosfos? Oh, okay. So let me tell you Tosfos briefly, and then we'll pick up this tomorrow. Let me get the idea. Mm-hmm. Tosfos was bothered by the following problem, which a Chavrusha shop jointly asked this question during Seder, that's probably accurate, which is, a big problem with Rabba, the beginning of Tosfos is the first Tosfos we'll see, is why Lishma? Well, why are we hung up with Lishma? Maybe, have a Mechubur, have a Nechbir, Nechbalai, there's so many rules of a get. The only concern we have is Lishma. If you think they're lost in any Torah, they all know the dinim, so, well, they know everything except for Lishma. It's a little strange, especially given that Lishma is Russia. Why Lishma? The Rishalmi actually sounds like Lishma might just be an example. But the Bavli does not. Certainly the Bavli Atosis don't think so. But they're bothered by this problem. Why Lishma? Why is not anything else? The Ron also, the Ron is if you read beyond where I told you to read, the rest of the paragraph, he also deals with this problem. Why Dafka Lishma? So he has his own answer. But Rabbeinu Tam gives an answer. You can take a look in the middle of Tosis. This is my first Rabbeinu Tam. It's a whole health of getting the kingdom. They know, it's the concern that they don't know the demon. They know the demon. And the half drush is the bechastavu al-lishma ain't a nirate for him ikur drusha. They don't think that that's a good drusha. They don't accept what the rabbis say. The ain't bikim perish ain't chol shishim l'drusha d'lishma. Not that they don't never heard of it. They just don't accept it. They think they're smarter than the rabbis in Palestine. Oh, those Pharisees in Palestine, they may have some rule about lishma. Nah, that's silly. We know better. Not that they don't know. Not that I'm a Rastim, in the sense of ignoramuses. It's that the Jews in Antioch, we know. Historically, we know it's true that there were outlying communities that did not, they rebelled against part of the Tosh. We know the Jews in Antioch kept Pesach on the Ides of March, on the 15th of March, instead of the 15th of Nisan, or the Ides, or 15th of April. Either April 15th or March tax day. Or the Ides of March, one or the other. It was wrong. It doesn't mean it's authentic Judaism, but Jews do a lot of things that's not authentic Torah Judaism. That's not a kasha, unfortunately. During the Bayis Rishon period, most Jews worship Avodah Zarah. That's why you go to the Jewish museum and see loads of idols. But that's not a kasha on Tanakh. The Tanakh is full. It's not a Thursday, unfortunately. We know nowadays also most people do the wrong thing. It's not a Kiddush. The fact that most people do the wrong thing doesn't mean that there aren't rules. It means most people do the wrong thing. Most human beings have a hard time following all the rules. So that's what Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, "Lav b'kiyum" doesn't mean they didn't know. I mean, they didn't accept it. Oh, but and it says that's why the other rules they accepted. They didn't like this drasha. Not that they didn't know. They knew. They weren't getting it. They thought, "I know better than the rabbis than the Sanhedrin." So, how about Rashi? What does Rashi hold? Okay, so let me take question one. What does Rashi hold? Does Rashi agree with Rabbeinu Tam or disagree? Take a look at the first line of Rashi and Beis Medrash. What's that?
No, Bechol.
Ein Yodin Shatzarech Lissos. The Seirish. Not that they don't accept it, they don't know it. So now let's think very quickly. So that's why you asking him, how does the Mashmalos work? This, I would suggest that this first answer is predicated on Rabbeinu Tam. In other words, why is his silence significant? Rashi would say, so he's silent. He doesn't know there's anything to talk about. If you don't know about Lishma, it wouldn't occur to you to tell the rabbis that it was written Shal Lishma. The only reason why your silence is significant is if you know about Lishma. You don't accept it. Okay, but I realize these rabbis care, so you probably would say something, because you know they care about Lishma. But if you don't know that, you don't even know about Lishma, that's a rational Lishitato, Because Rashi argues in the Tam and holds that Indiki means Pasha, they don't know, Pasha Prat, they don't know the Din, so then that you can't say that, oh, the fact that he's silent implies that it was written Lishmoy. Doesn't know anything about Lishmoy at all. But if you're not, it says it's the final points of any rules driven game, so you're not going to know what to, you're not going to be able to report if you don't know the rules. Right? But Rabbi Atam, Rabbi Ron, first hand, my word from Rabbi Atam, they know, they just don't care. Oh, but now you're making them care. At least they know that you care. So then the fact they don't say anything implies, it's not implied. Okay. We're going to have to work with this more on both sides. We're going to have to read the rest of the Tosfos and see how that Tosfos relates to that the Rashi that we skipped, that Soma Kamasin. And then we're going to go to the second half of the round where the guy is and put in the other Machlok with Rashi Tosfos. Hopefully we'll see how far we get to this tomorrow. Hopefully we'll go to the rest of the Tosfos. I don't know.